It is exactly 1 week until Election Day, and more than 66 million people have already voted. That number, nearly half the total votes cast in the 2016 election. Today, President Trump and Joe Biden are trying to reach Americans in several key states who haven't voted yet. And just last night, the U.S. Supreme Court denied an effort by Wisconsin Democrats and voting rights groups to extend mail-in voting. The court ruled 5-3 to uphold November 3rd as the final day ballots could be received. So anything that comes in after Election Day won't count. NPR election political national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now for the latest. And Mara, Wisconsin Democrats say this Supreme Court decision could disenfranchise thousands of voters. The U.S. Postal Service is now recommending that people in Wisconsin mail their ballots today to get them into the hands of election officials on time. What's at stake with this ruling?
What's at stake is potentially hundreds of thousands of ballots, not just in Wisconsin, but there's similar cases in North Carolina and Pennsylvania that are going to come before the court pretty soon. This is about ballots that are postmarked on or before Election Day, but received afterwards. Now, many more people this year are using mail-in ballots because of the pandemic, and the post office has been very slow to deliver mail. Some Democrats even charge that the post office is slow walking the mail to slow down the receipts of mail-in ballots. But what Democrats were particularly astounded by in this ruling was the wording of Brett Kavanaugh's concurring opinion, where he seemed to echo Trump's Twitter posts trying to delegitimize the election. He said that we want to avoid the chaos and suspicion of impropriety that can ensue if thousands of absentee ballots flow in after Election Day and potentially flip the results of the election. I mean, and Justice Kagan wrote back saying there are no results to flip until all the valid votes are counted. Votes are always counted after Election Day. But Trump is tweeting again today that any results, any ballots that come in after election night or are counted after election night should be considered legitimate. So sounds like when Amy Coney Barrett comes onto the court, they're going to have a 6-3 majority to rule the way Trump wants.
Well, just last week, Chief Justice Roberts sided with liberals to uphold a Pennsylvania court ruling that ballots could be received up until the Friday after the election. And now we have this case in Wisconsin. So what do we know? Tell me some more about the context surrounding this Wisconsin case.
Well, the Pennsylvania court case is coming back before the court. And when it comes back, Amy Coney Barrett will be on the court and there will be a 6-3 conservative majority. And Chief Justice Roberts will no longer be the swing vote. It won't matter if he sides with the liberals because there'll be, you know, five conservatives. But all he did last week was keep the decision open. They decided not to take up the Pennsylvania case. So they let the Pennsylvania state court ruling stand, but now they're going to get another crack at it.
Yeah, it was a 4-4 vote. Speaking of the campaign, the president
was 4-4, right?
Yeah, yeah. The president has a very busy schedule today. Rallies in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Nebraska may come as a surprise. Why is the president going to this traditionally red state?
He's going to Nebraska because Nebraska gives its electoral votes by congressional district. It's not a winner-take-all state. It's winner-take-all by CD. And there are two congressional districts in Nebraska, and one of them, where Omaha is, has a lot of Democrats. So he's playing defense here. Nebraska is the kind of state that a Republican should never have to campaign in. They should be able to take it for granted. But it's possible that one of those electoral votes could go to Democrats, and he doesn't want that to happen.
Well, meanwhile, Joe Biden's in Georgia. Polls show that race in a dead heat. A Democrat hasn't won a presidential race in Georgia since the early 1990s. So what are the travel schedules of both of these men? Tell us about the state of the race.
Well, it tells you that Joe Biden is playing offense. The fact that he's in Georgia, Democrats feel that after the top tier swing states, Georgia might be the most gettable state for them. It also has two Senate races, which is really important. If Joe Biden is going to win, he wants a majority of Democrats in the Senate. So they're hopeful about Georgia. He's tied with Trump in the polls. And it shows you how the map is expanding. And at least based on the travel schedule of the candidates, it looks like it's expanding in the Democrats' favor.
And just briefly, what do you expect with a week now to go?
I think you're going to hear the closing arguments from both candidates. A lot of it will be about COVID. COVID is surging in a lot of swing states, but the message from the president is COVID's in the rearview mirror. We're rounding the corner. Joe Biden is a career politician. He's been around for 47 years and hasn't done anything. Joe Biden, of course, is saying that Donald Trump is the wrong person to lead us in the pandemic, and that he presents himself as the antidote to Trump's divisiveness and chaos.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you.